I've got a familiar face in the studio with me now, a familiar voice to you out there, our friend, world music DJ Beto Arcos. And I can't think of a better welcome back to the West Coast than to have you, Beto, sitting in front of me with a stack of CDs. It's good to see you.
It's great to see you, and it's always wonderful to be here.
So I was excited when I heard about your theme for this week. Tell us what you've got.
Well, I'm a big fan of the guitar. I play guitar myself, and occasionally I do sing, and even with my wife, we have a duet going on. And I think one of the best things about music is guitar and voice, and especially guitar and female voice. So I prepare this set of four guitarists and four singers, four female singers, because every duet that we're going to be featuring today has a different quality, a different approach to singing and to playing the guitar.
Nice. Well, let's hear your first song. This is a song called Claveles. Let's hear a little bit of that.
Tan rojos son tus claveles, cual ondas heridas crueles, claveles de hojas suaves, claveles de tus vergeles, que huelen como tú sabes y saben como tú hueles.
That is beautiful. Tell us who that is.
This is a duet from the Bay Area. The guitarist is from Mexico. His name is Jorge Liceaga, and she's American. Her name is Arwen Lawrence, and they have a group called Cascada de Flores, which means waterfall of flowers. And what they're doing here is they're interpreting an old Mexican song from the peninsula of Yucatan, where there's a great musical culture called Trova Yucateca. And she is singing in the style known as bambuco, which is a very, very African-influenced style of music.
It sounds very traditional. Is it just a retro take, or are they doing something new with this music as well?
They are reimagining, because the traditional way of playing and singing this one is not exactly the way she does it, but she is reimagining it. She is giving the song a much more modern, much more present, much more current quality to it. And I love how Jorge, who plays the guitar, meets up with her voice. It's just a beautiful pairing of the two.
Que entre tu pecho deshecho muere un clavel cada día.
Next up, you have a collaboration between a flamenco guitarist and a Latin jazz singer. Tell us a little bit about that.
This is Magos Herrera, a jazz vocalist originally from Mexico, living in New York, and flamenco guitarist and producer Javier Limón. And what they're doing here is they're taking a standard called Nature Boy, mm-hmm. classic American song, but they are taking us a little bit into Andalusia with this beautiful kind of flamenco style called Solea por Bulerías.
There was a boy, a very strange enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far over land and sea. A little shy, but sad of eye.
So jazz by way of Spain, but still a fairly traditional sound.
It is, but I think what's interesting here is that she is not singing flamenco. Hmm. She's really interpreting her own way, but he's meeting her somewhere in the middle and creating something completely new.
If you're just joining us, I'm speaking with Beto Arcos. He's host of the Global Village on KPFK here in Los Angeles, and he's brought a bunch of new music with him. Okay, Beto, what's next?
I want to play this song by this singer from Catalonia. Her name is Silvia Perez Cruz, accompanied by this fantastic guitarist who plays, in this case, the electric guitar. His name is Raúl Fernández Miró.
Que de palomas disecadas hay un fragmento de la mañana.
And she's singing this song that is the poem by Federico García Lorca, the great Spanish poet. But it's the music of Leonard Cohen.
Huh.
The song is called Pequeño Vals Vienés, which in the U.S. it's known as Take This Waltz.
Porque te quiero, amor mío, en el desván donde juegan los niños, soñando viejas luces de Hungría, por los rumores de la tarde tibia, viendo ovejas y lirios de nieve.
Very passionate style of singing. It almost reminds me of some of the Balkan female singers or like the Fado singers of Portugal.
Absolutely. The thing I love about this singer, Silvia Perez Cruz, is that she takes somebody else's song and she owns it. Mm. She makes it her own song. And this is what she does, not just in this song, but throughout this record, which is just a beautiful album called Granada. And again, notice in this sound you're going to hear a bit of that kind of Sonic Youth, Nine Inch Nails, rocking guitar. I love this contrast of that sweet voice against that sound of the electric guitar.
Okay, Beto, we have time for just one more. What's that going to be?
This is a singer Kavita Shah and guitarist from Benin, Lionel Lueke. And the song they're going to perform is called Oju Oba.
Es bonito lice, es tanto prazer que seu canto me dá. Você que sua luz, sua força conduz, a foche Oju Oba.
Now you notice she's singing in Portuguese.
Huh.
She sings in Portuguese, in Spanish, in English. She's a polyglot. She studied at Harvard University. But she's got this amazing dexterity with musical languages. And it's just like she owns the song. She wants to almost tell people that this song was meant for her.
It's amazing. I mean, she's billed as a jazz singer, but she seems pretty hard to classify.
Absolutely. I really think that what she's doing is something completely new.
I tell you, the Indian-American jazz artists, Desis, are doing well. Got Vijay Iyer, Rudresh Mahanthappa, and Kavita Shah is amazing.
Fantastic. She's a really wonderful. I'm looking forward to her next record. This is a beautiful album. It's called Visions.
In the studio here with me, this is Beto Arcos. He's the host of Global Village on KPFK in Los Angeles. Beto, it's always a blast having you here. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you so much for having me.